Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Welcome back to Adani Football Friday. We're out here at Studio B, Bowser, Chevy, and Monroeville. Did you see that number I just saw, Donnie? The Denver Broncos have the best record in the NFL. They also lead the league in punts and penalties. How is that possible?
It doesn't make any sense at all. And, man, that game last night was bowling shoe ugly.
Oh, my.
I'm almost fortunate. I mean, I hate any time that I have to miss, like, a primetime NFL game. But, you know, speaking to that group of students at Waynesburg almost blessed me here. I didn't have to sit through that game.
No, I'm happy for you, actually. On the line is Nick Kostos, host of You Better You Bet, an Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Catch You Better You Bet weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern. And You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff Sundays 11 to 1 p.m. Eastern, leading you up to kickoff on the BetMGM network and the Odyssey app. All right, Nick, can you make that make sense? How in the world are the Broncos? I know they have a good defense, but come on, they lead the league in punts and penalties, and they're sitting here at 8-2.
And great to be on with you guys. I'll take it a step further. You know, the Broncos host the Chiefs next week. The Chiefs are coming off their bye, and I think Kansas City will be a hot bet amongst a lot of people, and maybe I'll bet Kansas City in the game as well. Denver can definitely win that game next week against Kansas City. Denver could get the one seed in the AFC playoffs. I think the way that we need to frame the Denver Broncos conversation, though, like, they're going to go to the playoffs. They're 8-2. Like, they're going to the postseason. When they get there, they have absolutely 0% chance of getting to the Super Bowl. Zero. Like, never going to happen. Could they win one game with the right matchup? Sure. Like, they could win one game. It ain't happening more than that. Bo Nix, I think, is just bad. I think he's regressed this year from his rookie year. He's not young. He turns 26 in February. It's clear that Sean Payton doesn't trust him, and I don't think you can count on him to deliver anything coming up in January against some of the best quarterbacks in the AFC. So, look, like, they're going to the playoffs. Maybe they win the AFC West. I still think the Chiefs will. But when we get to January, just no chance for this team to compete or succeed.
Yeah, Nick, I feel like their defense is their only prayer. They still have a pretty elite unit on that side of the ball. That feels like it would have to be a game like last night. If they get to a wild card game, they have to win the game like 10-7 or 13-6.
Yeah, I think, you know, like, the path for the Broncos to advance deep in the playoffs with Bo Nix playing as poorly as he is, you need them to be, like, this is, it's not an apples-to-apples analogy, but like the 2015 Broncos. Now, Peyton Manning's the quarterback of that team, but this is like broken neck Peyton Manning, who could throw the ball like 15 yards down the field. And the offense wasn't really that great, and Brock Osweiler played quarterback for a bunch that season. You need the defense to be historical, like that defense. Or, you know, what's funny is, and you guys as Pittsburgh, like, sports fans and Pittsburgh people will remember this, right? In 2000, when the Ravens had maybe the best defense in the history of the NFL to go along with like the 85 Bears. You know, the Ravens had that stretch in the regular season when Tony Banks was the quarterback before they went to Trent Dilfer, where they went like something like seven games without scoring an offensive touchdown. And the defense was just so damn good. And then Dilfer gave them like a somewhat adequate quarterback play and it got them over the hump. So like, I guess like the Broncos could win the Super Bowl, but in order for that to be the case, you literally need this Broncos defense. You like 20 years from now, we will have to be saying like the 25 Denver Broncos, like we say the 2000 Ravens or the 85 Chicago Bears. And it's a great defense for sure, but it feels unlikely to me that we'll be speaking about them in those revered tones.
Nick Kostos on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. You can communicate with Austin Bechtold on the Fan Text Line, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Nick, before we get into the particulars of the Steelers-Chargers game, what are the odds in the AFC North right now? Who's the favorite to win it, and who do you think will win it?
All right, so I'm gonna get the odds up here because they are changing all the time. Steelers are right now the underdog, plus 140. Baltimore is the favorite at minus 145. Now, obviously, and I was way wrong about that. I was wrong about a lot last week. Last week, not Nick Kostos' best ever betting Sunday, highlighted by the Chiefs losing to the Bills. I liked Indianapolis, guys, and I fell for the trap. And look, we can say, you know, Indy outgained them yards per play. Bottom line, Pittsburgh forced six turnovers. Credit to the Steelers for winning that game the way they did and obviously giving them a much better chance at winning this division. And I guess, you know, I can give my opinion as to the answer of this question, but I'd almost like to swing it back to you guys and to your listeners, right, and to your viewers, the people that are watching on video streams, and to honestly answer this question because, yes, the Steelers do have like a couple game lead on the Ravens right now in the AFC North. Baltimore still gets to play Pittsburgh twice this season, including in Week 18, and they get the Bengals twice. And I've said this with you guys a couple weeks now. The only game that the Ravens are going to be underdogs rest of the season, pending health for like the principal players, is Week 17 at Lambeau against the Packers. And they may be like a one-point favorite by the time we get there. Who knows? So I think, and the Steelers are dogs on Sunday to the Chargers, which doesn't mean they can or won't win, and we can talk about that game, but you making me pick it right now? Like, I'm going to have to take the Ravens. And it gives me no pleasure to say that because, as I've said to you guys, I bet the Steelers over the win total, bet the Steelers to make the playoffs. I feel like the AFC North is only going to send one team to the postseason. I hope the Steelers can make it. I think the Ravens are going to win the division.
Okay, Nick, so that was going to be my next question with you saying the Ravens would win the division. Are you still pretty confident that it will be just one team from the North and, you know, that second place team couldn't sneak in?
Yeah, so I think we can just, like, let's look at the standings around the league and just have like a really practical conversation about this, right? And just like not get in our feelings and let's just talk about facts, right? I think it's fair to say right now, and the Steelers are 5-3, so they're not that far off the pace. And they do have a head-to-head win over the New England Patriots, which would help them in case like the Bills win the division, the Pittsburgh would have the head-to-head tiebreaker. Mm-hmm. But right now, it looks like, not definitely, but looks like the AFC East will send two teams, New England and Buffalo. The AFC South is probably only going to get one team, I would think. I think it's just going to be the Colts. I don't know if the Jaguars can get there. I think the AFC West might be able to send three with the Broncos, the Chargers, and the Chiefs. Now, like, here's where it gets a little interesting, right? If the Steelers beat the Chargers on Sunday night and the Chargers have like no healthy offensive linemen, then they have the same record. And now Pittsburgh has the head-to-head tiebreaker over the Chargers and the head-to-head tiebreaker over the New England Patriots, should they finish tied and none of the teams win their division. So I don't want to say it's impossible for the Steelers to make it as a wild card team, but I do think Pittsburgh is likely down the stretch of the season to take some losses, right? I mean, let's just take a look at what the schedule is going to be. Like, home Bengals next week should be able to win. At the Bears, not a guarantee. Home Buffalo, probably going to lose. At Baltimore, probably going to lose. Home Miami, let's call it a win. At Detroit, probably going to lose. At the Browns, probably a win. Home Ravens, like, they're going to be like more than a field goal dog in that game. I don't want to say it's impossible, Donnie, that the AFC North could send two teams. But if you're asking me, like, what's more likely, I think it's most likely that the AFC North only sends a division champion, if that's a fair answer.
Well, if the Steelers beat the Chargers, it'll be hard to agree with you there because they'll have that tiebreaker. So let's get to that game, Nick. What do you think's going to happen Sunday night?
Yeah, you know, the Chargers offensive line situation, just, and this is not like a Chargers show, obviously, but it really sucks for them. And it's great for the Steelers, obviously, but this was a team coming into the year where you could kind of squint and see, like, the hypothetical, like, Super Bowl upside for this team if the offensive line were to stay healthy. Like, the tip of the spear, as Jim Harbaugh calls it. They are now down, like, literally, their two all-pro tackles. Like, Ault's out for the season, and Rashawn Slater's out for the season. So I think we can cross the Chargers off the list as far as being, like, a legitimate Super Bowl contender, which doesn't mean they can't make the playoffs, just that, like, there is no ceiling for this team anymore. And I think it does set up pretty well for Pittsburgh on Sunday night, with the pass rush looking rejuvenated last week against the Indianapolis Colts, and they're really going to have difficulty throwing the ball here and keeping Justin Herbert upright. So my betting advice for this game, guys, would be to bet Pittsburgh, but you have to get +3. So right now at BetMGM, we're kind of like in this in-between zone where the number is 2.5. It's juiced towards Los Angeles. The number that you want to bet, to all the Steelers fans out there, if you want to bet your team, like, you can just bet them to win, of course. Like, God bless you. Like, bet +3. Like, if we get to Sunday and Steelers +3 is available, that is a button that I will click on Sunday. And I think we push at worst with that bet. And the offensive line injuries do make it a lot more likely, guys, that the Steelers win this game than otherwise.
Nick, how about some of the other games around the AFC North? Mostly about the team that is going to be on the Steelers' heels here pretty soon. The Ravens in Minnesota, Baltimore, a 4-point favorite.
I love the Ravens on Sunday. I bet the -3.5 earlier in the week. We're at 4 right now. I still think 4 is an okay number to lay with Baltimore. And Minnesota looked awesome last week in beating the Detroit Lions. Like, great coaching job by Brian Flores, who outcoached Lions offensive coordinator John Morton. And J.J. McCarthy, I guess, like, made some nice throws. The first quarter touchdown to Justin Jefferson was a nice throw. And then the game-ending pass to Jalen Naylor on that third down to run the clock out was excellent as well. So I'm not saying he played terribly. He threw for 143 yards and has yet to show the ability where we get to a Vikings game and you could say, yeah, like, they're going to throw for 250 yards in this game. Like, maybe. We just haven't seen it yet. And the Ravens do kind of feel like they're, you know, firing on all cylinders right now. And the trade acquisition, and I thought Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit, guys, did a nice job on this last Thursday in the Ravens-Dolphins broadcast on Amazon. The trade addition of Alohi Gilman at the safety position means that they can play Kyle Hamilton, like, right up on the line of scrimmage. It's like their nickel cornerback, like, at the slot corner, and he can affect the run game and can jam receivers at the line of scrimmage. And this Ravens defense looks a lot better now than it did earlier in the season. And the Vikings blitz, we know that with Brian Flores. And Lamar is the top-rated quarterback this season in the NFL against the blitz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I think it's setting up for the Ravens to win this game by double digits. I love Baltimore on Sunday.
All right, Nick. We'll let you go with this. I was curious about some MVP and Coach of the Year odds. What do you got?
Sure. So MVP right now, where we are sitting here, I just want to make sure I give you the updated information. Josh Allen is the favorite, plus 160. Patrick Mahomes was the favorite, and then the Chiefs lost to the Bills last week. Mahomes plus 350. Drake May plus 450. Matthew Stafford is at 5. Baker Mayfield, I don't think, can win a 17. Sam Darnold would have a chance, but, I mean, that division's so good. Sam Darnold sitting at 20. Jalen Hurts is at 22. I don't think he would win even if the Eagles won out because the stats aren't going to be there. Lamar's at 25. Like, he actually can't win this award with all the games he missed. So let's just stick with the top four guys, Allen, Mahomes, May, and Stafford. In order for Josh Allen to win MVP, the Bills have to win the AFC East. And right now they're behind the Patriots and lost to them head-to-head in Buffalo. There is a window for Drake May to potentially win Most Valuable Player. If the Patriots win the AFC East and have home field in the AFC playoffs, like, I think he just wins. And if you like Matthew Stafford plus 500, like, you need the you think the Rams are going to beat the Niners this weekend. They're 4.5-point road favorites, and that they're going to beat Seattle next weekend. Huge game next week with the Rams and the Seahawks. Who do I think is most likely to win right now? I think it's Allen, just because I think the Bills will catch the Patriots atop the AFC East, but that is far from a certainty. And as far as Coach of the Year goes, Shane Steichen is the favorite at plus 150, followed by Mike Vrabel, plus 175. Mike McDonald of Seattle is at 5. Kyle Shanahan's at 16-1. I think San Francisco is going to lose this weekend and about to fall off. I do think it'll be one of the top three choices, Steichen, Vrabel, and McDonald. Honestly, if you're looking just for the value, I would bet Mike McDonald just because he's the longest price. And 5-1, Seattle is a legitimate Super Bowl contender in the NFC. Touchdown favorite at home against Arizona. Likely to win ahead of a huge game next week against Sean McVay and the Los Angeles Rams. So Steichen, Vrabel, McDonald all have a good chance to win. If you're asking me who to bet, bet the longest odds. That is noted yacht rock singer Mike McDonald.
How about the guy in Carolina? That team stinks, and they have a winning record.
So Dave Canales right now is at 5-4. Dave Canales is 22-1. And to be fair, the Panthers are 5.5-point home favorites this weekend against the Saints. So let's assume Carolina wins and the Panthers get to 6-4. Like, you're going to need Carolina to win a couple more games than that this season to truly get them in contention. So on the road at Atlanta next week, at San Francisco, home Rams, they'll be dogs in all three of those games. Down the stretch, they play the Bucs 2 of the final 3 weeks and the Seahawks in week 17. It's going to be difficult for Dave Canales to get home. And I think the other thing that's going to hurt Dave Canales is, like, you, if you want to bet him, someone like Dave Canales, and they're not going to win the division, right? And we don't think the Panthers are going to win the division because Tampa is in the division, right? Tampa's probably going to win the division. Mm-hmm. You need them to be, like, that coach to be the improvement coach, right? The coach that year over year has improved the most. The problem with that is you have Mike Vrabel in New England, who might go from having the fourth pick in the draft to, like, being the one seed in the AFC. And you might have Shane Steichen, who goes from having, you know, Anthony Richardson as his quarterback to maybe they're the one seed in the AFC. So I think in order for Canales to win, not only do you need Carolina to win a bunch more games that they'll be underdogs in, but you would also need, in concordance with that, the Patriots and the Colts to both slip up. I think it's unlikely, but I understand the question because the Panthers have overperformed expectation this year.
Thank you, Nick. Great stuff as always, man. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it. Wishing everyone minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Thanks, Nick.
Yeah, man, that was the host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Kostos. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. For all your betting and sports talk needs, check out the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Well, that was interesting, Donnie.
What a wild division the NFC South is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really just one good team, the Buccaneers, and then it is a lot of bad.
A lot of bad.
The Saints are 1-8. The Panthers are 5-4. The Falcons are 3-5. The Falcons, who own a win in pretty dominant fashion against the Buffalo Bills. They've been like the weirdest team to pick games for this year because they have a 30-point loss to the Carolina Panthers. They have a blowout loss at home to the Miami Dolphins.
Right.
Then they have a 2-touchdown win against the Buffalo Bills, and they take the New England Patriots down to the wire and probably had a real shot to win that game if they don't miss some easy field goals.
crazy.
Extra points.
It's crazy. And Nick is still on the Ravens here.
The Panthers beat the Packers last week.
I know. And that was I don't think that was fluky either. It looked like they just played a good game. He's got the Ravens winning this division. So does Vegas. I just think the Ravens have dug a deep hole, and I'm not convinced why he sounded like it would be an easy game in Minnesota. I disagree.
I think that they are going to win in Minnesota. I think it should be a little bit scary for them that people think it is going to be quite that easy. Because we've seen that bite so many teams before where it's, I think they're going to destroy them. It's only a 4-point spread. I think they're going to cover that and then some. I mean, I felt that way about the Colts here last week and looked what happened. I mean, it could very well get turned on its head if J.J. McCarthy is able to replicate what he did last week against the Lions. And really, if Brian Flores coaching that defense can replicate what he did against
it's one
Detroit
of the
better
defensive coaching jobs all year to go in there and sack Goff 5 times.
They held Jahmyr Gibbs
offense.
In check.
They did. So I'm not so sure the Ravens get out of there alive on Sunday, but we shall see. Coming up next, a Bechtold breakdown. First, want to tell you can join 93.7 The Fan for a toast to the fan at the Drum Bar inside Rivers Casino on Monday, November 17th. As we celebrate winning the 2025 Marconi Award for Large Market Station of the Year, this honor wouldn't be possible without you, our loyal listeners. So we're saying thanks the best way we know how. The fan is buying the first 300 guests a drink. How about that, Donnie? Come and raise a glass with us, hang out with your favorite host, and celebrate another amazing year of Pittsburgh sports radio. We can't wait to see you there. 300, huh?
Flipping a pretty big bill.
Drinks on Donnie.
We got that trophy, baby.
Yeah, we did. Are we having a locker room style celebration with cigars and champagne?
The morning show suggested that yesterday. I think that would be great.
Yeah, let's do that.
Go in that big conference room, you know, put the tarp up over the windows.
Be unbelievable. Let's do it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.